This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Kyle D. Becker, appellant, versus Thomas M. Schenck, respondent, decided June 17, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Eastern District. Kyle D. Becker, my numbers ED112874, appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Charles County versus Doers, cause number 2211CC0263. Thomas S. Schenck, Honorable Daniel G. Pelican, respondent, filed June 17, 2025. Opinion Kyle D. Becker, plaintiff. Appeals from the Circuit Court's grant of summary judgment in favor of Thomas M. Schenck, defendant, on a claim of personal injury arising out of an ice hockey game. In his sole point on appeal, plaintiff argues the Circuit Court erred in finding he assumed the risk of breaking a bone while playing amateur ice hockey. Defendant counters that the Circuit Court correctly awarded judgment because plaintiff expressly and impliedly assumed this risk by voluntarily signing a risk agreement and playing ice hockey, a sport known for its violent nature, because plaintiff failed to raise a genuine issue of material fact precluding summary judgment as to express assumption of risk. We find the trial court properly awarded summary judgment to defendant. Accordingly, we affirm the Circuit Court's judgment. 2. Background. The following facts are limited to the record before the Circuit Court on summary judgment. One, plaintiff and defendant were participants in the intermediate skill division of the Arch Hockey League, an amateur adult ice hockey league. In order to participate in the league, both parties signed a two-page liability waiver and assumption of risk agreement, risk agreement. The risk agreement states the signer waives their right to sue other participants over risks of playing ice hockey, including physical body contact with other players, referees, the boards, the ice, and the nets during the course of play, any of which may be incidental, coincidental, legal, subject to penalty, altercations, or otherwise, any of which may result in injuries to the head, eyes, teeth, face, hands, wrists, elbows, shoulders, ribs, organs, hips, knees, ankles, feet, back and spinal cord, or other body parts, including broken bones, cuts, dislocations, sprains, muscle tears, bruises, and bleeding. Emphases added. The league observes USA hockey rules, which prohibits slashing, forcefully swinging one's stick into the body, or upper portion of the stick near the hands of another player, and body, checking, colliding into another player with one's body from behind, or for purposes other than separating a player from the puck. On December 30th, 2019, plaintiff and defendant played for opposing teams during the league's winter championship game. The parties lacked any financial or professional incentive to win. Although the parties described the league as no contact, players are still required to wear protective equipment, including gloves, elbow pads, pants with protection, shin guards, skates, and a helmet with a visor to prevent injury. 1 Green v. Photo Hyam, 606 SWW 3D 113 117 Mobank 2020. Facts come into a summary judgment record only via Rule 74.04C, numbered paragraphs and responses framework. Internal quotation omitted. Emphasis in original. 3. During the game at issue, plaintiff carried the puck into the opposing team's side of the rink. Defendant was trying to stop plaintiff from scoring when he slashed and body checked plaintiff. 2. Plaintiff fell onto the ice and suffered a broken wrist. AR referee initially called a 2-minute penalty against defendant for the slash and body check, then referee increased the penalty to 5 minutes after seeing plaintiff's injury. Subsequently, plaintiff brought a personal injury suit against defendant. In his answer, defendant raised assumption of the risk as an affirmative defense. In deposition, defendant asked plaintiff about the risk agreement. Counsel. The risk agreement lays out, maybe not all, but quite a few risks that Arch Hockey wants you to be aware of before you participate in their hockey games, correct? Plaintiff, yes, sir. Counsel, and you acknowledge, and under description of risk, it says, I hereby acknowledge that I'm aware of the risks and hazards of ice hockey, and that any of my participation in the program is done voluntarily, and I assume all risks known and unknown. Plaintiff, where is that at? Counsel, right under description of risks, that first paragraph. Plaintiff, oh yeah, counsel. Then, the risk agreement has 5 bullet points. The first one is, physical body contact with other players could hurt, I'm paraphrasing, wrists, including broken bones, correct? Plaintiff, yes, counsel. And then the next bullet point says that, The risks include, but are not limited up to, and including death from striking by hockey sticks, any of which may be incidental, coincidental, legal, subject to two, on appeal, plaintiff argues his broken wrist was caused by